This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello again. Welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Catherine. Hello.
In this programme, we're talking about the past with used to and would.
That's right, so let's get started. And Finn, can you tell us, please, something interesting that you used to do when you were a child?
Right, okay. Well, I used to sleepwalk.
Sleepwalk every night, Finn?
Well, I used to wake up every night at around midnight.
Right.
And I would get out of bed.
Uh-oh.
And sometimes I would even get dressed.
Oh, Finn. What did you
mean? And then I would sleepwalk.
Your poor mum and dad. So Finn said he used to wake up and he would get out of bed. And we use used to and would to talk about things that happened regularly in the past, usually when we're comparing the past with the present. And here's Neil with those examples again.
I used to sleepwalk. I used to wake up every night at midnight. I would get out of bed. Sometimes I would even get dressed.
Very good. Thank you, Neil. Usually either used to or would is possible. So I can say, I used to get out of bed, or I would get out of bed. Let's hear some more examples.
I used to get the bus to work, but now I walk. It's quicker. The bus used to take half an hour. My girlfriend would meet me at the bus stop. Then we would go for a quick drink.
OK, now we follow used to and would with an infinitive without to for all persons. So it's I used to get, the bus used to take, my girlfriend would meet me, we would go.
And we often use the contracted or short form of would. So instead of we would go for a drink, I can say we'd go for a drink, I'd get dressed, and so on.
But there's no contraction for used to.
So that's used to and would for repeated actions or habits in the past. Now, we can also use used to talk about a continued state or situation in the past. Neil.
Zina used to live in Taiwan, but now she's living in the UK. I used to love cooking, but I don't have much time now. There used to be a restaurant here, but they knocked it down.
Now, we don't use would in this way, so you can't say there would be a restaurant here, but they knocked it down. Would is for things that happened regularly, and we can't use it to talk about past states or situations.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're looking at used to and would to talk about what happened regularly in the past.
And also to talk about some of Finn's strange nighttime habits.
Come on. I was a kid. I don't do any of this anymore.
Are you sure?
Nothing like this. Only
okay.
Worse things. What about you, Catherine? Did you used to do anything strange when you were younger?
Well, not as strange as sleepwalking. I didn't used to sleepwalk,
okay.
But at night I would sleep on the floor from time to time.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you used to sleep in your bed?
No, I would get into bed, but I wouldn't stay there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, for questions and negatives with used to, we use did or didn't plus subject plus used to plus infinitive.
So Finn asked me, mm-hmm. Did you used to do anything strange? And he asked me, didn't you used to sleep in your bed?
And Catherine replied, I didn't used to sleepwalk. That's subject plus didn't plus used to plus infinitive.
And that's used to written without a D. In positive sentences, used to has a D at the end of used. But in negative sentences and questions, we write use without a D.
Now, the negative of would is wouldn't. So Catherine said, I wouldn't stay there. And we use wouldn't in questions too. So Catherine, wouldn't you go back to bed?
No, my parents used to put me back to bed.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, time for a quiz. Number one. Listen to this sentence. Is used to spelt with or without a D? When I lived in Jordan, I used to go to the beach every day.
And that's used to with a D.
Good. Now, number two. Is this sentence right or wrong? Suleiman would have blonde hair when he was a baby.
And that's wrong. The correct sentence is Suleiman used to have blonde hair when he was a baby.
Correct. Now, number three. Is this right or wrong? Do you used to live in Beijing?
And that's wrong too. Used to questions need did, not do. And that's the end of the quiz. Well done if you got them all right.
There's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.